Are you dissatisfied with your current employment opportunities, or have you been laid off? Are you unafraid of hard work? Do you want to be rewarded for your own performance? Harry Broadcasting of Augusta has a career opportunity for a competitive self-starter who seeks a professional challenge, has commitment, and a need to win. Make your commitment today to a rewarding career selling radio advertising. It's easy. Simply mail your resume today to Perry Broadcasting of Augusta. Attention sales manager, 6025 Broadcast Drive, North Augusta, South Carolina, 29841. Perry Broadcasting of Augusta is an equal opportunity employer.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Praise 96.9 and 1550 AM, your praise and inspiration station.
So I'm pretty sure you kind of get the message there. Software that can be used to detect when something's been put together and it was false. Check out just how bad this can be, the abuse of it. They're saying that with nothing more, and of course Adobe helped out with that. That's what was provided on the secret.com site. And check this out. You know how they talk about how easily people can make bombs just going on the internet and getting the information, etc. Well, listen how easy this can be, putting out this fake news. With nothing more than a webcam, YouTube, and that next generation motion capture and audio editing software, a future fake news producer could publish convincingly real video clips of world leaders making any statement, including a threat, simply by speaking or typing. Filippo Mensa runs the Center for Complex Networks and Systems Research at Indiana University and studies how misinformation spreads on social networks like Facebook and Twitter. And Mensa compares the rise of newer and better fake news tools to the spam wars of the past decade. Not that long ago, spam bots flooded our inboxes with junk, but eventually email providers built smart filters, making it much harder and much more expensive to be in the spam business. Today, most spam gets trapped in a junk folder. But here's a question. When will we have the same technological tools to filter out fake news? It's a typical arms race that we observe with any abuse of technology. Mensah says that the first fake news bots were really easy to recognize, but now there are smarter social bots that are much harder to detect and better fake news websites that look real. It's a little scary to think about the damage that can be done using that new video and audio editing technology. And please get that, not only audio editing technology, but also video editing technology, so that you can have the movement as well as the speech, the face with the speech, and make it seem like the person actually said something that they never said. Now, here's a question. Are politicians, world leaders, the only ones who have to be concerned about that? So, part of the issue. We know that when it comes to all kinds of stuff, phishing, spamming, etc., it's difficult for the people, the good guys, to keep up. How about with this video and audio editing technology? Mensa at Indiana University reports that online sharing of fact-checked content, the debunking of a false story, for instance, trails fake news by 10 to 20 hours, which is huge. When you start talking about a bad, negative, false report getting out there, how hard is it to counter that with the truth when you get it out there 20 hours? On average, let's just say 15 hours after the false news is put out there. A 2016 report from Full Fact, a UK fact-checking organization, said that we have existing automated tools that can greatly speed up the debunking process, but we need further investment and international cooperation to get them in the hands of journalists. As fake news technology evolves to include hyper-realistic video and audio clips, it's going to take more than automated fact-checking tools or advertising bans imposed by Facebook and Google. We, the readers and the consumers of social news, will have to upgrade ourselves. What needs to change is the culture of interpretation. So we'll have some responsibility in this, being willing to take our time, not buy the first thing that's put out there, you name it. Because I'm telling you, when it comes down to this whole question of is seeing believing, we're going to really need to be asking that question in the future. Just because we saw President so-and-so say such and such, did he really say it? Just because we saw candidate on the video clip and heard her saying such and such and such, did she really say it? And again, does the concern begin and end with political figures? Well, let me share this with you. I mentioned that on this Thursday, we'll be speaking with Jose Humphrey, who's going to share some great insights and hopefully inspiration for us to go ahead and plant churches where God wants them. And if we're already there and he has not given us the directive to relocate, we need to stay where we are. Help the people right where we are. Sharkey Zartman will be joining me this Friday on Power Friday. Sharkey Zartman is a world-class volleyball player who is also a professor and also a health coach. She's going to be joining me to talk about some great tips on how to help our children succeed in sports. We're going to be sharing some principles from her book entitled Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. This Friday at 1 o'clock, you can go to speakingwith.com, click on this week's guests and topics, and that'll let you know when we have what we have planned for the week. And of course, you can click on, while you're there, click on listen online at your convenience to hear anything you're not able to hear when we're broadcasting live on 1550 AM The Voice. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get really, really busy, really, really serious about doing our part to try to determine what's true and what's not true. Why don't we also train our children to do that? To try to discover what is true and not true, especially before spreading the news. By doing that, we're helping them build character. And by helping them build character, good character, we're letting some of our best moments come through us. Let's do it. Till next time.